here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 4th of October, 2012. It's the birthday of Edward L. Stratemeyer, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 1862, one of the first American writers to capitalize on the new market in children's literature, which was created by Universal Primary Education. At the time, most books written for children were little moral lessons, but Edward L. Stratemeyer decided to write adventure stories with recurring characters. He wrote The Bobbsey Twins. He wrote a series called The Outdoor Girls, another called The Motor Boys, later The Hardy Boys, and then a series about a girl detective named Nancy Drew. It's the Nancy Drew books that were the most popular that Stratemeyer ever published. He created one series after another, and there was such a demand for the work that he created the Stratemeyer Syndicate. He wrote the outline for each story himself, and then he hired fiction writers, dozens of them, to bang out the actual books under a variety of pen names. Kept writing until he died in 1930, and then his two daughters took over the syndicate. One of them, Harriet, wrote a number of Nancy Drew books. It's the birthday of Roy Blunt, Jr., born Indianapolis, 1941, raised in Decatur, Georgia, freelance writer for more than 100 different publications, author of more than 20 books, his latest, Alphabetter Juice, or The Joy of Text. Roy Blunt, who said, "Language seems to me intrinsically comic. Noises of the tongue, lips, larynx, and palate rendered in ink on paper with the deepest and airiest thoughts in mind and the harshest and tenderest feelings at heart." It's the birthday of Damon Runyon, Manhattan, Kansas, 1880, known for his distinctive stories about New York street life, written in vernacular, most of which Damon Runyon created in his own head. It's the birthday of the comedian Buster Keaton, born in Piqua, Kansas, 1895, to vaudeville comics. The boy became part of the act when he was just 3 years old and got big laughs being thrown around, taking falls with a very serious look on his face. He created a deadpan style that was not as popular as Chaplin's Little Tramp character or Harold Lloyd's optimistic young man in the suit. But he made some great movies, The Navigator and The General and The Cameraman, in the mid-20s. Here's a poem for today by David Wagner, The Escaped Gorilla. When he walked out in the park that early evening just before closing time, he didn't take the nearest blonde in one arm and climb a tree to wait for the camera crews. He didn't savage anyone in uniform, upend cars, or beat his chest or scream. And nobody screamed when they found him hiding behind the holly hedge by the zoo office, where he waited for someone to take him by the hand and walk with him around two corners and along a pathway through the one door that wasn't supposed to be open and back to the oblong place with the hard sky where all of his unbreakable toys were waiting to be broken, with the wall he could see through, but not as far as the place he almost remembered, which was too far away to be anywhere. The Escaped Gorilla by David Wagner, from A Map of the Night, published by University of Illinois Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.